Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, Coach, I remember sitting here with you last week and you said, hey, we earn one opportunity to advance to the next week. You guys did that last week. This is your sixth straight AFC Championship game. First of all, congratulations on the big win.
Thanks. Well, we were able to play good football at the end of the second half, end of the third and fourth quarter. Had a couple turnovers, converted those. So it was, good to win. Not our best game, but hopefully we can play that this week.
Did you tell the team that? It just seemed that way, just based on the tone of some of the players in the post game.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all disappointed that we didn't just have a better overall performance, but. Again, give Houston credit. Defensively, they're a good team. They gave us some problems. We had a trouble moving the ball and scoring points, and they caused some turnovers, fumble, a couple interceptions, and so we just got to do a better job all the way around of what we're doing.
Seems like last week all over again from a preparation standpoint. We talked to you about the Houston Texans week three, and then you face them again in the playoffs. Not a lot you can learn from week three. You go back to week six, obviously they didn't have Ben Roethlisberger. From my memory, when you study tape, it's 4 to 5 of the last weeks. Is it that? Do you go back 9, 10 weeks, or is it just this past month as to how they've been playing?
Yeah, well, I mean, they've won 9 in a row, so I think when you look over that stretch of time, they've got to be pretty happy with the way they're playing in all three phases, what they're doing, and I can't imagine that they would change a lot of things based on the success that they've had. I wouldn't. So I think that's really the heart of our preparations is their last, 2 months, like I said, 8, 9 games in there, various segments of those games. They've done a great job, and they're one of the hottest teams in the league, so. This is a good time to be playing well, and they are.
I've talked to you about your backs, and you have three really good backs with all three different traits. They have a back in Le'Veon Bell. Is this fair to say up front, discipline, gap control, everybody's got to be on their keys in this game watching this guy run?
Yes, very much. Bell's got great vision. He does an excellent job of seeing the entire line of scrimmage and any space it opens up. Does a good job of starting one place, even though he knows he's going somewhere else, to kind of draw the defense, the linebackers, into kind of the wrong area, and then he – accelerates through the line of scrimmage. So great vision, great patience, and once he hits it, he's strong, fast, powerful, hard to tackle, and he's very good in the open field. So he does an excellent job of running the ball, has very good discipline and patience back there.
They'll leave him in for the pass too. I mean, he's really good at receiving, so that makes it that much more to defend. Fair to say first, second to third down?
Yeah, he pretty much never comes off the field except for a play or two here or there. He's out there for everything. So excellent receiver, very good out of the backfield, good hands, very elusive in the open field, good inside runner, good outside runner, screen draw player. He's one of the top players in the league. And, you have Antonio Brown, Roethlisberger, and a lot of other good skill players as well, and a good offensive line. So they're hard to defend, but certainly Brown and Bell are a big part of what makes them go, and you got to stop them. But they have a lot of other weapons too.
You have a 39-year-old quarterback. They have a 38-year-old defensive end, outside linebacker, whatever you want to call James Harrison, the super hybrid. Do you marvel at Harrison this late in his career as to how effective he is, and especially the way he affected the Kansas City game?
Yeah, and he's affected a lot of games. Miami game too. He's very explosive, powerful guy, hard to run against, does a real good job of knocking the line of scrimmage back at the point of attack. He's an excellent pass rusher and a very instinctive guy. He knows where the ball is and has good awareness and good just a good feel for, screens, draws, when to jam a receiver, his disguises, things like that. He's a smart player. And, again, at his age, I coached Clay Matthews at a similar age in Cleveland at that position. It's pretty rare.
All right, Coach, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Adam in North Attleboro. Been a lot of these championship games, big games. Do you still get nervous, a little anxious before them? Anything change?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. You're always you put a lot into this game. There's a lot, obviously, riding on it. And, you're thinking about right up to the kickoff, things that you could do, things that maybe you wish you'd prepared a little bit more for, or maybe the weather conditions are changing a little bit and, cause some little adjustment in the game. So, it's, we're playing against a great team, against a great organization, against a team that's, these are the two best teams in the AFC, so, that's the kind of game you expected to be, and I think everybody gets a little butterfly for this one.
It's got to be cool, too, going back all the years to where, you know, you had your kids maybe up in the stands or on the sideline just watching, and now they're both on your staff. So just to see how it's grown and how everybody's getting older.
Yeah, we've had a lot of, we've had a lot of big games through the years, and, it's good to keep piling them up.
All right, later in the show we're going to do the Bellastrator. What are we going to look at?
Well, we'll see some of the explosive offensive plays that the Steelers have, and they're pretty good on defense, too, especially around the red area.
All right.